And the next sugya, you want to try to avoid within the bigger, greater sugya balance, is the balance of being adam mechaveri, maybe specifically a little bit more chesed, balancing the obligation, the avoid of chesed with your own needs. That's a being adam atzma. You start tonight. But if and clearly with different nekudas of balance that there is within chesed, again, specifically in making mokim, continue doing chesed and making mokim for your own tzrachim. The tfisa shitchis is that when a yid is doing chesed, when a person, a human being is doing chesed, so he's zicher, okay, something good is going on. Oylem chesed yibane, greater chesed pashas, chesed is the sherish of all midas tovus. Chesed is not something you see universally. Kovish lavav is chesed. If someone does chesed, everyone's into it. Kindness, generosity. The ma'isa, there's a lot of downsides, a lot of chesroiness in the sugya of chesed. Like we're seeing the whole time in balance, nothing when it's in its extremity has a shleimus. There's a lot of chesroiness there is in chesed. There are sai kama lekama. Nekudas of chesroiness that come in chesed for the mekabel chesed, those who you groom chesed for. I'm not going to get into that so much. I'm going to mention that. I'm not going to work on that so much. And then there's a lot of chesroiness, a lot of destructive things that are in chesed for the oisah chesed. To shtelavek a little bit the challenge. So you announce, let's start off a little bit with a short birur, a short sikum, a little bit of what to me this chesed is. And dafka, Shalavek a little bit. What the midas chesed is in its raw form, in its shleimus, in its pure form. When the oisik in chesed in its pure form, there's a chesed, the true types of chesed. What chesed is in its shleimus, in its extremity, in its raw pure. B'tayrosoi, chesed is called kuloi, afka, of midas adin, midas acheshbin. Midas of tzedek. The word justice, the word cheshbon, has nothing to do with chesed. That's exactly what chesed is. Chesed is in definition, I'm not about to make any sort of cheshbon. Is it supposed to be? Is it deserving? Is it going to work out? Chesed has one thing in mind. Chesed is the yitziyah from your own ego, from your own self, to give to the other person. That's the only thing chesed in mind. Cheshbonis, justice, it makes sense, it doesn't make sense. No, that's a steer to chesed. Let's bring two makaris and let's build it a little bit. One of the ikar parshas of chesed you find in the Torah, we're going to have soon in parshas Mishpatim, is the parsha of Eved Ivri. One of the dinim that there's many, many dinim of chesed in parshas Eved Ivri, but one of them that brings out what we're trying to build here. Famous Gemara. Gemara in Kedushin says, "Tanabana ki toiv lo imach." One of the dinim that says in the parsha of Ivri, "Ki toiv lo imach." There has to be an equality between you and your Eved Ivri. Imach b'maychel, imach b'mishte. Shloi ter ato oichel pas nekiya v'oichel pas kibur. You eat fine bread and he eats. No, same thing. Ato shoyse yayin yoshin v'shoyse yayin chodesh. If you bring out the 12-year-old bottle stock, you got to give him whatever you give. Ata yoshin al gabi muchin v'yoshin al gabi tevin. You have this fine, nice pillow, and he's on the straw. Mikan omru kol akoyne eved ivri gekoyne odin la'atzmai. Mori dikazach. You have an ivri, you have to give him exactly what you have. Ad kere kach, the last din is, if you have one pillow, you can't take that one pillow. Who gets it? It's not some furish here, the pashtas, so they bring the Rambam. The Rit Phil here argues God, the Rambam says, you have to give him the pillow. If you only have one pillow, and you have straw, he gets the pillow. He don't get the pillow. Zok the Gemara. Mikan. When you're buying Eved Ivri, you think you're buying an Eved, probably you're buying an others. You're Meshuvatim, you're bottled him. You have to give him more than you have. Kind of get on that. So the Velt is, what's the pshat? I mean, there's a basic klang luchas chesed. We're going to talk about it. Behemshech and Yonim. Behemshech Liburim today. There's a basic din in all din Yonim chesed. Chayecha koidmin. So what's up is he gets the pillow before me. You understand the quality that also happens. What's up is he gets the pillow now. So the chavrut, Valentine is a married gavort. It touches like this. If there's one pillow and you're going to take the pillow, so what's the ever going to think? The ever's going to say, why is the master getting the pillow? The answer is, because he's the master and I'm the loser. I'm the underdog. I'm the Nebuchadnezzar. I'm the Eved. I'm the Eved. Like, this Eved is not the most chashuv person. For one seer, he's the ganav that got sold. He's a criminal that got sold to me. So I'm the Eved. You know, I'm shining his shoes. I'm cleaning the house. I'm doing it. Of course, that's why I'm the one who's not getting the master. He's the master. So come to us. If you're going to not get the pillow, you know it's not going to be connected to any emotional issue, any complex that you have. But if he doesn't get the pillow, it's going to be re-emphasizing to this person that he's the lone one, he's the low class person in life. So he is talking going to lose out much more for getting the pillow. If either there's no din, he's better than you. But him losing the pillow is much more, is going to hurt him much more than you use the pillow. So give him the pillow. Now, Muradik, that's the sensitivity of the Torah. If you approach this idea from a point of what's fear, what makes sense, it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. Because this yid has a chip on his shoulder. He has a chip on his shoulder. He has a problem. Hitaka is a person who messed up his life. He's probably much more, less at work that person than the other. Because he has issues and he stole and he got into a position that he's an Evan. So he's going to misunderstand the fact that I'm going to get a pillow. So that's my problem? That's my problem. I have to make chashman. The answer is, yeah, that's what chesed is. Understand good. This is about chesed is no cheshbinus. Don't worry. You're in the world of cheshbin. You're in the world of justice. In the world of justice, it doesn't really make sense that I have to shtel to his idiosyncrasies, his kleinigkeiten, his craziness, his regasim. What if chesed is going to him? Just go into the world. Don't make chesbainis. What's the difference? Why going back into the world? Look where he is. This is where he is. The Metzias is. He's in a mokum shuffle, and you're in a mokum. It's chesed. There's another tzir in chesed. I don't want to mark tonight the whole musik of anok. You have to tip him. The musik of tipping him, shnei mechinach, is to give him chesed. The idea of tipping him is to show that he's not a chamor working for you. You have to show him, no. He's a person. Give him a tip. Give him a chesed. Must go tip the chinuch brings even today, not by inevitably. Chesed is. Don't say, okay, he's an Evan, he's come to him. No. Give. Go into his world. Don't be cheshbonis. There's no din here. There's no mokum, any sort of cheshbon. Second mokum. There's many mokums. I want to get the hearts of the Indian. Morale. So the Murid Gatach, soon also in the parashas, we're going to come to the Chumas HaMishkan. And the whole Seder, Nivdas HaMishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's all, they turn to Klal Yisrael. It's an even from Stalker, an even to live in his Beis Hashem. Even they're asked to give of themselves, to live in his Beis Hashem. To Gedua, the Nisim, when it came to Nisim to contribute to the Nivdas HaMishkan, they gave last. What did they say? They said, okay, they told the garbage stock, they said, you know what, you go to the rest of the Kaiso, we're going to foot the bill. Whatever's left over, we're going to pay for it. So that could come out very little, but it could come out a huge amount. It could be millions and millions of dollars. The Maisa is Shteken Chazal. Everyone knows the Rashi. There was a Taina. There was a Taina on them. The Siyim Ksiv Choser. The Lashon in places. The Statslu. Because this was considered a Taina. The fact that they said we're going to give last and we're going to wait to see whatever's left, we're going to finish off whatever's left, with a tie on them. And they don't. First, they ask, well, what's so bad? A lot of fundraisers would like such a thing. Fundraiser from the mirror. The budget for the year, they someone say, we'll finish off whatever it is. It's a great zach. So, Murray, they can think, what's so bad? There's many mahalchim. I'm not coming to say, well, mahalchim, I'm going to do one thing. The maral, Kedarka Bekoidish, he learns that the taina. And the pagam of the Nisim is not a Zayt Gazach, it was in the Sugi from Chesed. It wasn't a Zayt, it was an Atzlus, it was in the Sugi of Chesed. They were missing in the Sugi of Chesed talking. He says like this, this is what he says, Chesed is on Cheshbonus. Chesed is people asking to give. I'm giving. The first thing is I'm giving. What did Nesiyim say? Nesiyim really was saying, let's see if there's a need. They were coming with smart. They were coming with chachma. Let's see if there's a need. We're going to answer the need. We're going to see if there's going to be a need at the end of the day. We're going to feed that need if there's going to be a big need. It's not chesed. Chesed is a forthcomingness. I'm giving. I want to give. It might be at the end of the day you might not be able to give. That means you're feeling a need. You're missing the etzem. You're missing in the shlemus of the muscle of chesed. The muscle of chesed is a person who just wants to give and give and give and give. There was the taina and the nesiyim and the neyubay tzedakah is to give chesed and chesed. This is chesed in its taira, hamakoris, and its shlemus. But my mom, Muzger, we takin need this for two reasons. First of all, the emes, this is takin amidus of chesed. The elam sure appreciate this. We don't always find ourselves in times of need. But you hear this time all the time. One of the most common times, people that are in times of need. Sometimes it's unfortunately tsaris circumstances. People lose someone close. Someone has someone in the hospital. Sometimes it's good circumstances. You have a baby. You have a simcha. People in times of need. And they'll tell you all the time, there are two types of people who turn to you. The type of person who says, okay, if you need a meal, call me. My wife will make you a keel. And there's a guy who comes over with five boxes of meals for the next thing. And he says, okay, take it. Who did the chesed? Who did the chesed? Your Rebbe calls you and says, if you need to speak to me, you can speak to me. You know, your Rebbe comes to your house and he's there for you. Which type of person does the chesed? One type of person did the chesed with chesed. And he's more like, I'm sorry, the chesed with cheshbon. He's like, okay, if you need, you'll see. And you're like, yeah, don't do anything. I'm not going to call you. Another person who was there, there was the forthcomingness. He was there, just giving, he was there. You feel like you're not taking from him. You feel like you're taking because he has that need of chesed. This koyach of chesed, b'shlein musay, we need. We're talking about the whole time. When you want to get a shleimus on something, you have to have a shaychus to the zach in his extremity. You need this koyach of chesed, which obviously exists in all of us. We all have, we could tap into this, we all have this chesed, we have to build it. You also need it, Pasha, to fight against the ego. The whole sugi of chesed is fighting against your need. And you need that push, that drive, Pasha, to go. Cheshbonos are not going to work many times against your need. Your knee is going to get so involved. We'll talk about that. And it's not going to let you do the chesed. Only if you have a shaychus to that chesed, that thrust that says, oh, I'm giving. There's no cheshbonos. I'm there. He needs, I'm there. That's the way you fight against the need. Kapanam, we just said a sikkim kotzer of what chesed is. Now, dafka, because that's what really the midas of chesed is, that's why there's so many conversations of balance in the sugya of chesed. When you start flexing your chesed muscle, there are so many downsides and concerns in the sugya of chesed. Tonight, I'm going to be misader. Four different stodim of chesed. Again, probably in the Vada, I'm going to be more talking about the last two, which is on our side. But let's talk about the chesed first on the tzad of the Makabal. When you do chesed the way I just said, which be'etzim is a true source, it's totally blind, just to give, there are at least two major problems that you incur on the tzad of the Makabal chesed. First of all, but always, when you approach chesed this way, you end up giving to the person from your side. You end up giving to the person how you want to give to the person, how you know how to give to the person. And your tendency, your inclination is to give to him. You don't nichnas into the mekabel, how he needs what he needs. Those who were there in the Vadim, the chesed, we spoke about this probably in the ikr sugis of the ikr sugis of chesed. Again, tonight I'm going to be mekatsin. But the ikr sugis of chesed is to give to Yenim like he needs and not how you want to give him. And the problem is, this is the complication comes up. The problem is that what feeds you to do chesed is chesed without cheshbon. And seeing what he needs is already a cheshbon. I start cheshboning. What does he need? What exactly does he need? The blind thrust of just going and giving and giving and giving again is anti-cheshbon. The word cheshbon, see, b'hemshech, is against the srach of chesed. But you have to look at what he needs. It's a pasha mashal. A bacher in Gaman. Say, a bacher. He's a very shvach bacher, and he needs help in learning. You're a Baruch Hashem, good in learning. You don't really need to go. Chesed, you want to do chesed. No, you don't have time, this and that. You say, okay. I'm going to go Rachman, Arev. I'm going to talk about chesed. I'm talking chesed, Rachman, Rachman. It's the same thing right now. Obviously, there's differences, but... Upon it, you see somebody, have Rachmanis on him, chesed. You don't have Rachmanis on. Okay. So now you're going to give him half an hour, 45 minutes. You're going to take out 45 minutes of your Seder, or your Night Seder, or something, and you're going to go learn with this Bacher. Okay. But the natural way of chesed is, okay, I'm not going to start making chesed. I'm going to give. I'm just like, how are you going to give? You're a Bacher, and you have this, so you're going to start rattling off your whole, you know, you're this. That's not what he needs. That's not what he needs. He doesn't need someone to rattle him off the sugi. He needs someone to be attentive to what's going on by him. He probably needs someone to sit down really and really listen to him probably 5 times in a row and figure out which point he's missing in the sugya, what he's slow in the sugya. So many times, I'm not going to say much more than average, the person does what chesed, he sits down with the person and he gives him what he thinks the bachar needs, not what the bachar really needs. That's chesed, but that's not chesed, what he really needs. Right now, I don't know if he did tremendous damage, but the zichar didn't give the person chesed. Kehena v'kehena all the time. How many people, when they do chesed, chanasas orchim, when they give money to people, they give money and they do chanasas orchim the way they want to do chanasas orchim, not the way the person needs chanasas orchim. Why? It's this friction. Because the immediate, pure tenuah of chesed is to give and give and give on cheshbonos. And this requires a certain kness into his world to see what the other person needs. It's already going into struchot. One challenge. Second challenge, more challenges is coming. There are a lot of times where you're going to give and the whole chesed is destructive. The whole chesed. First here we said it's not that he needs chesed, but how you're giving it is the wrong way. You're giving it. Many times, bichlal, you're giving to a person and giving to that person. You're giving to the person and you're being merachim on a certain person and it's pushit, bad and destructive for the person. We just, no matter how many vatim ago, we just got finished. It's all the time in chinuch. It's a poshut seer, one of the biggest merachimim, our parents. Parents are generally merachim. They don't have to work on it so much. And they want to be merachim on their children. And how many times am I the merachim on their children in a way where it's bad? It's poshut bad. You're hurting the child. You're being merachim in a case and something. You're giving into something that's wrong. You need to stand stark. You need to not give into him. You need to not give into him. You could have a Rebbe. He thinks he's doing a good thing to a Talmud, but he's not. He's helping him so cool with his issue, but he really needs someone to stand strong. There are tons of times in Stoka, people who will be a Baal Chesed, person who has a Midas Chesed, Midas Rachmanos, and someone's going to come to you, and the biggest Chesed in this person is to be cruel to this person. We talk about this, be cruel to this person, to be not to say no to this person. And you're not going to be able to do that because you have Midas Chesed. Someone has an extremity in Midas Chesed. It doesn't know how to stop. It doesn't know how not to push it be given to this person. There are tons and tons of tziurin. The push it, the whole nesina is a wrong thing for the person. Sometimes it's for your wife. Sometimes it's for tons and tons of people. The whole nesina is wrong. And this becomes a major challenge because what do you mean? The nesina is giving, 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 giving. It's not... Is a mitzad and makado. Let's go over to the Meisim. I'm going to touch this a tiny bit. That's not me making Meisim. I'm just Masada the Sugya a little bit. I want to talk about tonight and the next Ramad is mitzados. Mitzados. Mitzados, there are two very common big downsides. Nekudas of Churban or of Heres that come out in Chesed. The first thing, which I'm not going to talk about tonight, I'm going to talk about next week. The first thing is many times. When you go after the regular mitzvah of chesed, you'll be forced to be mevater. The mevater, the tenuah of chesed, the tenuah, the reflex of being kind, of pushing, just giving in to whatever the other person needs, will cause you to mevater on basic principles of your life, basic principles of tzedek, of what's right and wrong. Many, many times the person will be asking you to do something and something wrong, very wrong is happening. The person might be a pashut of Balavera, might be asking you to help him in his Averis, giving him money, giving him backup, helping him, going along with him, being mechazik him. And many times, the person might not directly being asked you to help him in Averis, but the course of doing chesed, you're going to have to mevater on a lot of principles that you hold dear. And you hold this wrong. And you don't have the ability. You don't have the ability to say no. You don't have the ability to put your foot down. Because the ma'isa chesed, the hand that gives chesed, yamin, that does chesed, it doesn't have the ability to say no. It doesn't have the ability to say no. It doesn't have the ability to put its foot down. This is an extremely difficult thing for anyone who has worked on chesed, or some people naturally are, balei chasadim, rachmanim. They will find that many, many times they're going to be giving in to chesed. Chesed will cause them to be doing something. It's pashut wrong, against what Hashem wants. Sometimes, a lot of times, what they want before what they think is right. What they think is right. They're going to have to be forced to be compromise on what they're doing because they have to do chesed. And again, chesed pulls them to do that. Big sugya, I'm going to talk about that mustama next week. What I want to talk about tonight, probably the most commonly talked about sugya and chesed, and the balance of chesed, is that the second big korban which can come out of chesed is that a person pushes a loose sight of his whole self. What we call boundaries in chesed. This, I'm not getting into yet something that's technically principled, I'm not getting into Quranism, somewhere. Pasha, the tenuah of chesed, because it's without cheshbon, you start getting involved in a chesed, giving to a yachid, giving to a rabbin, most of them are rabbin, there's a need in the neighborhood, hatzolah, a shul function, people get involved in their shul, people get involved in yeshivas, people get involved in things, and the chesed part of them gets turned on, giving. They lose themselves. They lose boundaries. Many times, again, it's in a yachid that you think. Sometimes it's with a chavrusa, a friend. A person gets in a situation where a person is giving, and it slowly starts eating away at me. The person feels like he's taking advantage of me. He's taking my time. I don't have any time. In the bigger picture, you guys are all married. It not only takes your time when you're married, a person takes your family's time. How often is this that Baal Chesed is giving? And he doesn't realize, everyone on the side realizes, but he doesn't realize it's coming off a cheshbon of his family. He doesn't realize that his kids don't get the regular time to get to have with the father, and the wife doesn't get the regular time to have with the husband. Anyone understands the sugya, this is what's supposed to happen. It's not happening, it's supposed to happen. A person has a real shaykhis to the mid of chesed. This is the natural course of events that should happen. Chesed is giving without cheshbon. That's what it is. Chesed is giving. It's not about, okay, let me see if I have time. No. It's a tenuah, it's an impulse to give. Yes, yeah, so that's why the biggest balei chasadim, they have a tremendous challenge of, okay, where am I, what's going to be left for me? I don't even have time. I'm going to take it myself money-wise, time-wise, care-wise. So, I want to start off with the last sugya. Baruch Hashem, this sugya is niftach b'chazal. It's not only Svara exists, Metzias exists. More about Metzias, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah state, Avidosai, Vavedas Oviv, Avidosai Kenemes. It's the mitzvah, and Chiv, and the Torah, Shavuz Aveda, it's Essen, Lois Essen. Shteita, if you have an Aveda, and Avedas Oviv, Avidosai Kenemes. Avidosai, Vavedas Rabbi, Shaloi Kodim. Dahi. Roy me boy an aved of another year. That's poshit to your avedus kaidim. But even avedus rabbi and avedus of, which are the two people you're mechuyev most in your respect. Avedus ekonomis kal gadol. Zok to Gemara, halacha, which is a kal gadol, governs all mitzvahs mechuyev midon mechaveret. The Gemara speaks about mitzvah learning out to everywhere. They compare it to everywhere. Tina, prika, all mitzvahs, stalka, prash, pashtis. Is a halacha. Zok to Gemara, menon emili. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kro. Efes, ki lo yeh b'cha avyan. Shecha, koidim, v'shel, kol adam. There's a locha within the parasha of chesed, within the parasha of chesed. You come first. Kinnear, the Torah understood this thing. The Torah understood, obviously, it understands. At the mid of chesed, the chayav of Shavuz Aveda could bring a person to ignore shelcha. To ignore yourself. To forget about yourself. To forget about your time. And your needs, to be oblivious and ignore your own needs. There's a din called Shalcha Koidim. Zok the Gemara, if your Aved is there, not only that, the Gemara before is Mavur. If you're at work and you're going to lose money, you don't have to take time to take out the Aveda. If the hefsid of your work is more than the Aveda, you don't have to take your time. Kanira, the idea of Zok and Venelifik Foydi is also this. Zok and Venelifik is losing his dignity. He's not losing his time, losing his dignity. You're not Mechuyiv the Chedu Achev, you're not Shavas Aveda, and the Cheshbon of your own dignity. The Gdorm of Zok and Venelifik Foydi. This is coming to tell you, no, one second, it's a balance. Realize. Chesed is going to take you, you're going to lose yourself. Shechor Koidim, Chayecho Koidim. Shechor Koidim. Where's you in the picture? Where are you in the picture? If you're not there, we lost everything. Two things. First of all, I've done so many times, but a person's not around, so you can't do chesed. I mean, eventually, you lose yourself, you get eaten up, you, your wife is dealing with you. You and your wife, when your wife don't have enough time, so you, believe me, you'll feel it. Yeah, it's not going to work. You're not there. You, your wife, your kids, it's all part of you. So, you're not there. Even more so, let's speak it out. This is the stira. We don't, in the kichas nefesh, we don't understand ourselves. At the end of the day, yenem ends up being soivel. Toik v'tishchav. I know I deal with the tzibah all the time. I have this myself. When you give chesed in a way, when you really feel another person taking advantage of you, which means that your person taking too much time for you, you don't have time for yourself, what ends up happening, come on, always is, you end up blaming it on Yenem. You slowly end up having animosity to Yenem. You're having animosity to Yenem. And the way the Kirch Shnevich don't work with Seichel, they just work with the way they feel. The way your Kirch Shnevich receive it is that he is the reason why I am suffering. I'm in this situation, he put me in this situation. I have it all the time for Rosh Hashanah. I have all the time, and I have a deal with Rosh Hashanah a lot. I have a time where one chavrusa thinks that he's doing a chesed case to the other one. At the end of his mind, come on, always, the other guy's on mamish on his hit list. That's mamish on his hit list. This guy mamish ruined my zman. Mamish was like, I didn't do anything to you. The guy maybe put you in a position where you have to chesed. You decided to do chesed. You decided to continue. But the kliches and nefesh are metargamit as if yene is causing me to be the shmata that I am. No, it's causing the shmata, that's it. And you're metagamed, it ends up mamish fakert. You think you did that the chesed, you just made you hate this guy. This guy becomes off your, you're not fighting with the next chasm. He's off, but whatever. You might be stuck with him, you hate this guy. This is when you don't do, and you're not mekayim shalchakayim. Oh, so, it's getting late. So you think, say there, you go the other way. Listen to the Gemara. It's mamish asuya, mamish amel, it's up to Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yudim Rav, Kolakayim ba'atzmoy kach, soiv boli de kach. It's okay more like this. You're right. There's a din called Shilcha Koidim. But a person who's busy his whole life making a cheshbon about what's with me, what's with boundaries, what's with my life, what's with my wife's life, my kid's life, what's fear? Zok to Gemara. You keep on thinking, what's going to be? There's no room for me. I'm going to become an oni. You're going to become an oni. What do you mean? What's the problem? Zok Rashi. Kolakayim ba'atzmoy kach. Af al pi shulitilu all of hakosav. There's no chiyuv to do chesed when you lose. Yeish la'adim lekanis lefnim yishuas adin. Lefnim yishuas adin is chesed. The way we set up the cheftz of chesed is nothing to do yishuas adin. No din. You have to have a shaykhis to the world of chesed, which is called lefnim yishuas adin. V'loy ledaktik shali koidim v'mloy behefsin magiyach. You can't be stuck constantly in din and cheshben and tzedek. V'm tomin medaktik poirik me'olav all milas chasodim mitzdaka b'soif sheishtach lepiyas. It's smashing this gemara, it's mamish, the same sugi balance, we're seeing the entire zman. The answer is yes. Chesed has an idea for a person to forget himself. But when you start shtelling on the other extreme, and you start flexing the other muscle, then you start numbing the pa'ula, the tenua of chesed. When you start making too much chesbonis, start worrying about yourself, then you numb. The chesed, Rashi calls that poirik me'ol of chesed. We come pre-kut. So what's the answer? The answer is we're doing those my balance. And balance means both things b'chiyuv. Time. We have to follow after Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he both built the world. What does it say? Ola b'machshavtei livra oilam b'midas adin. We started off with the midas adin. Interesting. B'shitev imoy midas harachamim. It says b'hiktim b'shitev imoy. It sounds like to put chesed first. So That's one nusach in Chazal. That's what we have to do. There's a midah called chesed and a midah called din. And that's what I want to explain tonight. What is the balance of chesed? The balance of chesed, the way we've been doing the whole zman, it's like, okay, don't do so much chesed. If anyone approaches you to the sugya of making boundaries, he says, okay, don't do so much chesed. The way we learn, that's not that. That's a little bit of this, a little bit of this, a little bit of nothing. You're not going to become a bal chesed. You need to have shaykhs to chesed. The way we've been shtelling about the balance, the answer is chesed has to remain in a certain extent a feste shleimus of when you see a poor person, when Yerushalmi works into the base medrash to collect money. If the first time you see him, right away your mind starts making cheshbonos. Okay, why in the world should I give this guy money if he doesn't really think there's a time in the world to ever go to work? Why is it fear? That means you right away went to cheshbonos, like the same thing with whatever you said there. Then you lost the shaykhs to the shleimus of chesed. That's not that. When you see a yid in need, the first thing a yid is supposed to feel is he's supposed to have an urge, a tremendous need is, I gotta be rachman. What's it gonna be? There's a yid over there, there's a need. Oh, but it has to be a second part of you. You have to work on a second hand and a second voice. There's another second chashivas, and that's called, in the world, there is din, this cheshbin, seder, and tzedek. This cheshbin, the seder, the tzedek, this gvura, which is the exact opposite of midas chesed, anachanami. It's a second value, which if you don't work on it, it's not going to be able to protect you from the chesroinus that there are in chesed. That there's a second thing that I have to make seder, and I have to make cheshbin as a second thought. There's a person over here is chesed, I have to capture, I have to feel like, okay, I really need to take care of him. But mitzad sheni, now I have to make a second seder, I have to see if that's going to work. Is that going to be in the cheshbin of me? Is that going to be in the cheshbin of my wife? That's a second thing. That's the same exact the two things. I have to be able to, and I have to do Ratzoy V'Shov. There are some people who they're so kind and they're so giving that they can't begin to start hearing. You start telling them of your kidneys, what's going to be with these? What's going to be? What's going to be with the shul function? What's going to be the Yeshiva Smir? There are people who work for the Yeshiva Smir. There are people in Asia, they don't have boundaries. Person can't say, okay, the mirror's dinner is next week, so the next 3 weeks I can't sleep. What do you mean next week you can't sleep? What does that mean next week I can't sleep? Of course you could sleep. What do you mean you can't sleep? The Eibishter is big enough when you do things right, he can take care of Shiva Smir, I guarantee you. He can take care of anybody. He can take care of Chesed. You have to feel like maybe I shouldn't sleep in 3 weeks. Then afterwards you have to say, yeah, I have a wife and kids, I'm a person. And it doesn't make any sense. It's not a normal thing for a person not to sleep for 3 weeks because Yeshiva doesn't know. It's not the way you do things. You have a person who's in great need. You have a bacher who's totally on you, and he calls you up, and he's chvesnish, he's on drugs, he's this, he's that. You have to learn how to deal with him. It's going to come a time where it's going to come unhealthy if you just go with moshech and chesed. So you have to also develop a musik of cheshbon and tzedek. But you have to juggle it. Because if that comes to a point that you don't feel the original urge and the original push to want to be merachim on him, so then you lose the chesed. And the other way around. If when you start making a tzedek and you start making cheshbonos, you can't even properly start being mechashben what your needs are and your wife's needs because you right away feel so bad for him, man, and you can't even cheshbon out, then you don't have the tenuah to make. You don't have that value of making room for yourself. This is the chelik of the balance. I want to feel like I know I'm late. I don't have anyone has to leave. Take me 3 minutes maybe. If you're always just one machshova, Mekayim Shneim sometimes. I've said this in the past. Mekayim Shneim. If you're always stuck in this friction of giving to a person and making room for yourself, so I said there's a mokim, we spoke about this past now, sometimes you can Mekayim Shneim. It's only bepsicha. You felt an urge to give, and then you said, Shemi, you want to make room for yourself, and you don't know what to do. The Murdik of Vart, Shiva B'chaim Shlevitz, one of the most famous Varts, said, you take it over a step weiter. The word of Chaim Shlevitz, the Pshan, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof, the Gemara says, Yiras Hashem, he tishal zu doirisho b'shu the very loy. What? She shishna niskasa metalas achas. The Gemara says, there was a maizah, and six, in the light, they all sat on the one talas, they were oisik b'tur, Lashon Gemara. They all sat on the talas, they were oisik b'tur. So, Rashi, the one niyim, they were oisik b'tur. It sounds like Rashi, it's an idea of anoy mitoy chatchak. The Gemara is saying in the Kuda of Chesed. It's not only saying about Torah mit Chesed. What's the word? It's my famous one. If you have six yidden, they're all trying to go in the talis. Remember when you buy some kisteri, we have this a little bit. Six yidden, all going in the same talis. If each one pulls to his side, there's never going to be room for six people. If each one pulls to his side, there's never room for six people. The more is saying over there, each one isn't pulling to him. Each one is pulling to him. Each one is trying to get that the talis should cover his friend. When everyone is trying to pull that the talis should go to his friend, then there's room for everybody. When you're making room for Yenim, there's room for everybody. Shisha miskasim the talis achas. I always add it in one step. Chaim Shlomo is talking about physical chesed and physical room. The same is true emotional and emotional room. I am talking from experience. Many times in this friction, this sugya balance of chesed, you feel you're giving chesed to a person, and you feel like it's getting to me. I don't have maybe the patience, I don't have the time. I need to stop, it's unhealthy for me. So again, not to feed that chelik is a breach of what we're speaking at tonight. It's an unbalanced person. Just to totally ignore what you're saying is you gotta ignore it. But if you talk to it and you give it, you feed it, we spoke about it, it's gemal. If you could explain to him and realize, explain to your nefesh, you want room, you want bracha. There's nothing that makes more room for a person than when he makes room for another person. It makes pushing room. Try it, you'll see. One of those things that's marchiv libay shel adam is a pool of nezina. Dafka, when you make room for a person, you end up feeding and you end up having room for yourself. This doesn't work for your wife necessarily, unless she hears it also. You have to make chesed yourself. But this is something, she chaps this also. This is a little bit, this is a issue, a little bit, something, kaim shneim. Like upon him tonight, we spoke about the balance and making boundaries and chesed. This is the sugya of chesed. If you understand the b'shlemus, you have to have both things. The cheshbon and the tzedek together with the chesed, rotzei v'shav.